Good morning, family. Today we're going to talk about glorify God with your soul. Now, what is your soul? Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And God wants you to glorify him with your soul. Yesterday we talked about glorifying God with your body. And I brought this out either during my 5 minutes to live by or my lunch and learn. And I made this statement. Well, first of all, I juxtaposed it with the statement that you hear concerning when people use this term, my body, my choice. And God said, it may be their choice, but it ain't their body. Why is it not my body? Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 16:20, you are bought with a price and that your body belongs to God. And so you are to glorify your body. You are to glorify your body with Christ. And so whatever I do, whatever I choose now, even though God has bought me, he didn't buy me to control me. He bought me to free me. Let's see, a lot of people think that church tries to control people. And I'm not saying that there aren't cults out there and there aren't people that try to use the Bible and religion to control your behavior, but that ain't your God. God says, choose you this day. He says, I stand at the door and I knock. If you'll let me in, I'll come in. So God is not a controlling God. He don't dwell in trying to make you do this. You better do this. You better do that. No, that's man who wants to control us. What God does is he gives us choices. Choose you this day. So it may be your choice, but it ain't your body. So since God is your owner, your Lord, and your Savior, then you must, or what you should choose, you should desire to want to glorify God with your body. But the other thing you want to glorify God with is your soul. Remember, my soul is how I think, it's how I feel, and it's what I do. My mind, my emotions, and my will. That's my soul. What is God requiring of me? To serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my might, with all my soul, with all my soul. And so a lot of people, if you think that it's your body, you do what you want with your body. And if you think it's your soul, then you do what you want with your soul. But God says, I purchased you. I freed you from the bondage of this world, from the bondage of sin. Now, what I require of you is to glorify him. Glorify God with the way you think, how you feel, and what you do. One of the terms that God uses is to flee fornication. Why does he say that? Because our soul is our inner man. And when we fornicate or have sex out of wedlock, we are allowing something that is not legally free to come inside of us, or someone who has not earned the right to be there to impact our soul. We call them soul ties. Now, if a person gets in your soul and they're not legal, they're not supposed to be there, then there means that they're illegal and they are corrupting your soul. And so they didn't sleep with 5 people, they sleep with you, and now you got to deal with all them crazy spirits. And a lot of times people get their souls attached to the wrong person. And a lot of times we end up with stalkers, we end up with craziness, because if you've ever had your heart broken, it's been broken by somebody who's been inside of your soul. Can I preach right here? They've connected themselves to your soul, either physically through fornication or through emotionally through your soul. That's why you protect your soul. The Bible says the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. Protect you. I got to talk about that tomorrow. The Holy Ghost and the Word of God and the peace of God is designed to guard your soul, to protect your soul. And so the Bible says, whatsoever things, let me read that to you, because my soul matters. Paul says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Another passage says, set your affections on things above. Another passage said, Lord, is you that worketh the will and the do. In other words, my soul belongs to God, and I want to glorify God with how I think, how I feel and what I do. Now, the book of Philippians breaks this down, even though my time is up, but I want to read this to you. He says, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, be any praise, 8 new beginnings, think on these things. And so we want to have the heart of God. God said, I'm seeking those who have a heart after me. Our pastor should have a heart after God because we are called to glorify God. We are the real influencers. We are the ones. See, people have become influencers for the things of the world. And a lot of times we our youth and us too, we just do whatever we see and we're allowing other people to influence us to the things of the world. But we set our affections on things above, and we are the influencers, and we influence people to the things of God. So I make sure that my outside is godly, but also make sure my inside is godly. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And so I hope that you're getting something out of this. This week, we're ministering to the youth, and we want them to glorify God. Glorify God with their body, glorify God with their soul. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about glorifying God with your spirit. My time is up, but remember this, don't just live life, live a victorious life and have an amazing day. You all be blessed.